Long square, 152 on the clock. Darcy in front of 88,362.
What about the tension here at the MCG?
Harvey Harrison stood at that stoppage a moment ago, all on his own.
Thrown in, 25 around for the Magpies goal. Scores a level. Jamie Elliott surging onto it, getting back to Chincotta. And another boundary throw in. Clock ticks down to 143 remaining.
Even if they win it, Carlton, you know it's going to be a dump kick under pressure. And Collingwood are set up very well behind the footy here.
1:43 on the clock. Collingwood in attack. A point will give them the lead. They're under pressure. Walsh, it's a hurried kick. Who's it going to land with? Markov, Moore. They somehow keep it in. Dacos takes his man down, but not across the line. 60 out from Collingwood's goal. 1:24 on the clock. 79 apiece.
Small win for the Blues. They get it out to the defensive 50 arc. It's going to be thrown up right near the boundary line. Pin and net. You don't want to give away a free kick here as Lipinski's ushered over the boundary line, Jordan Boyd. And we're down to a minute 18.
Looks to be one-on-one everywhere on the ground at the moment.
They desperately love to win this game, Carlton, but where the ball is, they're more likely to lose it if they're the one that makes the mistake. They have to play the percentages here.
Cameron and Pinnett both keen not to give away a free kick. Cherry couldn't pick it up. Slap for Nick Dacos. He's going to be the hero. The little champ is going to kick the winner. You knew he was going to do it. Dacos with the goal. Peter's going berserk. Collins nearly falling out of the box. And the Magpies have a six-point lead. A minute three remaining, and they're going to take some beating from here.
He's having a look at the Harvey Norman replay, and he started on the backside of the stoppage. He was allowed to run around. There was no Carlton pressure at all on Nick Dacos. He's able to run through quite comfortably. So they all started from the defensive side. All the Collingwood players ended up on the attacking side. And what a maestro he is.
Geez, a good finish, Chief.
It is. He's had too much pace around the ball all night. They've been a little bit slow in the midfield, the Blues. Well, now it's a massive centre clearance. Must win this centre clearance. Carlton with a minute left.
Still 1:03 on the clock. There's still time. The expression goes, if the Blues are good enough. 6-point lead. Straight to Pendlebury. They could ice the game here, Collingwood. They send it inside. Towards the attacking 50. Boundary line. They'll look at the umpire. Surely he'll toss it back in. He will. Took 11 seconds that play. 52 on the clock. Collingwood in attack, leading him by a goal.
Going to have to be very bold here, the Blues. A trial by 6 points. 52 seconds remaining. Got to flick it back through the corridor. The Pies are getting numbers back. Pinnett wins it down. Cripps running onto it. Dacos again did well, and he's drawn a free kick, and that'll be a game. Nick Dacos again has put himself in the right spot, and you think they'll manage the clock from here, Collingwood. 37 seconds, he goes short to brother Josh. The clock ticks down to 32. And that one goal lead on the back of Nick Dacos suddenly feels like a mountain impossible to climb. They go long to the goal square, back there pinning it, dropped the mark, picked up by Wiedering. The big unit tried to force his way through, and he's held up. 16 seconds remaining.
Everything you need to go right for the Blues just to draw it. Crisp, Kennedy, time continues to plug away. God, I'm going to win this. It's a classic. And they're going to snatch at the Pies. Fisted inboard by Pitnett. Noble attracts the footy, caught by Hollands. Siren! Collingwood win the Peter Mac Cup by a goal on the back of Nick Dacos' brilliance in front of 88,362 on an absolutely brilliant night at the footy.